This is a drawing towards the end of the second week of development. The uterine lumen, again, is towards the right. The endometrial tissues, the epithelium and the connective tissue, those are in pale. The major portion of the placenta that's developed at this stage is the chorion, which is the syncytiotrophoblast, cytotrophoblast, and the extraembryonic mesoderm. Now, that mesoderm, extraembryonic mesoderm, is mesenchyme. It's an early connective tissue that will form the core of our villi. Again, the syncytiotrophoblast, cytotrophoblast, and extraembryonic mesoderm, that's now called the chorion, and you can see that goes all the way around the outer regions of the embryo. The syncytiotrophoblast is going to develop spaces within that layer. Those are called trophoblastic lacuna. Maternal blood vessels are going to connect to that trophoblastic lacuna. So maternal circulation is going to have arteries that are draining into those trophoblastic lacuna, and then veins will drain the blood from the trophoblastic lacuna. Again, the lacuna is going to contain maternal blood. However, they're going to be lined completely by the syncytiotrophoblast tissue. You can see at this stage the chorion and lacuna are pretty symmetrical all the way around the embryo.